Good morning. This is Kate Olson with your ISU Extension report from the Cass County Extension Office. Well, we're starting to see some results from all the hard work growing vegetables this summer. And one of the things that folks are wanting to know now is how to store all the stuff they're getting out of the garden. So first, we're going to talk a little bit about harvesting and storing potatoes. Potatoes can be harvested a couple different ways, either when they're small and immature, these are called new potatoes, or when the crop is fully mature. If you plan to dig new potatoes, dig when the plants are still green and the tubers or potatoes are greater than 1 inch in diameter. New potatoes should be used immediately as they do not store well. Fully grown potatoes should be harvested after the vines have dried and the crop is mature. If you want to check to make sure the crop is mature, dig up one or two hills after the plants have died off. If the skins on potatoes are thin and rub off easily, the crop is not fully mature, so you should allow them a couple more days before harvesting. When you do harvest them, make sure to avoid bruising, skinning, or cutting the potatoes, as the damaged potatoes should be used as soon as possible and will not store well. If you're getting green potatoes, some reasons might be because your potatoes were exposed to light. If they're exposed to light, either while growing or in storage, the skin turns green due to the formation of chlorophyll. The chlorophyll is not a problem, but the high levels of other chemicals will also develop in the green tissue, so the green potatoes will have a bitter taste, and if you eat too many of them, they can make you nauseous, cause headaches, or other health problems. If you have small green areas on your potatoes, they can be safely eaten if you cut off and discard the green sections. But if you've got potatoes that are almost completely green, it's best to just discard them. When you're growing potatoes in the garden to avoid the green, make sure you hill the soil around the base of your potato plants. This will prevent the potatoes from becoming green from exposure to light. After you've successfully harvested your potatoes, you want to cure them at a temperature of about 50 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit and 85 to 90% humidity for 2 weeks. This curing period will allow minor cuts and bruises to heal and also allow for a thickening of the skin. Once they've cured for a few weeks, store them at a slightly cooler temperature, about 40 degrees, and a relative humidity of 90 to 95%. Make sure they store in a dark location, as again, they will turn green if exposed to light. If you store them at temperatures above 50 degrees, they may begin to sprout in 2 to 3 months. And if they're stored below 40 degrees, potatoes will develop a sugary sweet taste. They can be restored to their natural flavor by placing them room temperature for a few days prior to use. Also, do not store potatoes with apples or other fruit, as the ripening fruit will give off a gas that promotes the sprouting of potatoes. Another crop we're starting to see in the garden this time of year is onions. Onions should be harvested when most of the tops have fallen over and begun to dry. Carefully pull or dig the bulbs, making sure to keep the tops still attached. After their harvest, you want to dry or cure the onions in a warm, dry, well-ventilated location like a shed or a garage. Spread them out in a single layer on a clean, dry surface and cure for 2 to 3 weeks until the tops and necks are thoroughly dry and the outer bulb scales begin to rustle. After they're properly cured, cut off the tops about 1 inch above the bulbs. As they're topped, discard any that show signs of decay and also make sure to use the thick-necked bulbs as soon as possible, as these don't store as well as the ones with narrow necks. Another way to store them is to leave the onion tops completely untrimmed and braid them together to hang. Place the cured onions in a mesh bag, old nylon stocking, wire basket, or crate. It's important that whatever you store them in allows plenty of air to circulate, and they should be stored in a cool, moderately dry location, at about 32 to 40 degrees, with a relative humidity of 65 to 70%. Storage locations that work well for this include a basement, cellar, or garage. If you have braided onions, hang them from a rafter or the ceiling. If you're storing onions in an unheated garage, make sure to move them to an alternate storage location before the temperature drops below 32 degrees and they freeze. When properly stored, onions that are good keepers, such as Copra and Stuttgarter varieties, can be stored successfully for several months. Varieties such as Walla Walla and Sweet Spanish are known as poor keepers and can usually only be stored for a few weeks. If storage temperatures are too warm, onions may sprout. And rotting may also be a problem, so inspect your stored onions on a regular basis throughout the fall and winter and discard any that are starting to rot. If you're looking for more opportunities to learn about gardening, Iowa State University has a Master Gardener class coming up starting this fall. The class will begin on Tuesday, September 6th and run 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. and run consecutive Tuesday evenings through November 1st. There's also two Thursday evening sessions and a Saturday in October that's spent on campus for hands-on training in the horticulture department. For more information and to pick up an application, contact the Cass County Extension office at 243-1132 or visit us on the World Wide Web. This has been Kate Olson with your Extension Report.